Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. In what could be seen as a disappointment in the efforts in making a successful vaccine for COVID-19, the late-stage trials of one of the most promising vaccine candidates being developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford have been put on temporary hold, and that's due to a suspected serious adverse reaction in a participant in the UK. Now, the company has said that its standard review process has triggered a pause to vaccination to allow review of safety data. The company's spokesperson has also said that this is a routine action which has to happen whenever there's a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials, while it is investigated, ensuring that they maintain the integrity of the trials. Now, post this incident, the Serum Institute of India has now issued a statement to clear the air on the impending trials of the vaccine in India. Now, CEO Adar Poonawalla has said that nothing untoward has been reported during the AstraZeneca vaccine trials in India. This incident in the UK will have no impact on the Indian vaccine trial being carried out by Serum Institute, says Adar Poonawalla. He is also clarified by saying that their production timelines are on schedule as planned. Now, Brazil's acting health minister, Eudaro Pazuello, has said as of today that the COVID-19 vaccine would be rolled out for all Brazilians in January 2021. He said, "We are closing contracts with vaccine manufacturers and the forecast is that a vaccine will arrive for us starting in January next year. And we will start vaccinating everyone," he said in a video posted on social media. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 43,70,128, with a spike of 89,706 new cases and 1,115 deaths reported in the last 24 hours. Now, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories share prices have gained 1% intraday today after the company announced the launch of Remdesivir, meant for the treatment of COVID-19 patients under the brand name Reddix in India. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories on September 8 had announced the launch of Remdesivir, meant for the treatment of COVID-19 patients, and after this, according to the press release from the drug maker, the launch is part of the licensing agreement with Gilead Sciences that grants Dr. Reddy's the right to register, manufacture and sell Remdesivir, which is a potential treatment for COVID-19 and is being accepted in 127 countries, including India. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Pune Municipal Corporation limits has now increased by 1880 to now touch 1.09 lakh as of yesterday, while 35 deaths took the toll to 2,500 in an official statement. The total of 2,022 people were discharged during the day, he also added. Moving on, the Delhi Metro has now resumed services on two more of its lines starting 7 a.m. today. That's trains running on the 65.35 kilometers blue line connecting Dwarka Sector 21 and Vaishali or Noida Electronic City, and on the 57.58 kilometers pink line connecting the Melges Park and Shiv Vihar. Commuters were seen coming early to the stations where they met with three levels of screenings and sanitization before being allowed to enter the station premises. With more lines opening, the Delhi Metro will also face the task of crowd management, but Delhi Metro Rail Corporation or DMRC officials have said that they are prepared to handle the load without compromising on the SOPs. Community spread of novel coronavirus has now been witnessed in Himachal Pradesh's capital, Shimla, and that's what a senior health official has said today. In a statement, Shimla Chief Medical Officer Surekha Chopra has said that the recent data of COVID-19 cases has established community spread of the virus. The COVID-19 cases are increasing day by day and neither their index cases nor travel history is being found, which establishes its community spread, she also added. She also said that the COVID-19 cases in Himachal Pradesh, with just about 70 lakh population, have now reached 7,832, according to the data provided by the State Health Department until yesterday. Moving on, while cricket is getting back into the game, Sponsorships are definitely not. Experts estimate a 37% loss to global cricketing sponsorships owing to COVID-19. Yet, Satish Menon, who's the CEO of KPH Dream Cricket, is not much worried. KPH Dream Cricket owns the Indian Premier League team Kings XI Punjab. The 2020 CPL has also started as of August 18th and will end on September 10th. It is being played behind closed doors in the Caribbean. In fact, the company is the second IPL owner to have a CPL team, the other being Red Chillies Entertainment. The COVID-19 pandemic has dealt a crippling blow to the Indian travel and tourism industry, and the entire value chain linked to the sector is likely to lose around 5 lakh crore rupees. And that's according to a study by industry chamber CII and hospitality consulting firm Hotel Wait. The organized sector alone is likely to lose up to $25 billion. The figures are quite alarming, and the industry needs immediate measures for survival. Moving on, the Maharashtra government has now told the Bombay High Court that opening of religious places, even with guidelines, was not a practical solution, and it had decided against it till COVID-19 situation improved. The state government was responding to a public interest litigation filed by the local NGO seeking direction that temples in the state be opened for worshippers. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. Japan's currency in circulation and bank deposits have now risen at a record annual pace in August as companies and households continue to pile up cash to guard against the COVID-19-driven income slump. Central bank data has also showed that underlines the difficulty of prodding companies and households to start spending again, even as the economy gradually reopens after lockdown measures were lifted in May. The number of new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in France rose by 6,544 over the last 24 hours to give a total of 3,35,524 cases, as per the Health Ministry, which informed on Tuesday, as the country battles to avert a second wave of the virus. The number of deaths also climbed by 39 over the last 24 hours to reach a total of 30,764. Now, Jordanian authorities have confirmed that first two cases of COVID-19 in a refugee camp hosting Syrian refugees since the pandemic was first reported in the kingdom. The UN Refugee Agency has informed as of yesterday, the two Syrian who were transferred to an isolation site have tested positive during random testing done by the Jordanian health authorities in the Azraq camp. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now planning tougher new restrictions on social gatherings of more than 6 people in England starting next Monday, following a significant rise in the COVID-19 cases. A new change in law is to be introduced will actually ban larger groups of friends and family meeting anywhere socially indoors or outdoors, to be enforced through £100 fine if people fail to comply, and doubling on each offence up to a maximum of £3,200. The rule will not apply to schools, workplaces or COVID-19 secure weddings, funerals or organized team sports. As novel COVID-19 pandemic continues to wreak havoc globally, $5 million prize aims to encourage technological advancements in COVID-19 testing. XPRIZE, a non-profit organization that designs and hosts public competitions, is offering $5 million to the winner of XPRIZE Rapid COVID-19 Testing Competition. Launched on July 28, the six-month-long competition is aimed at developing COVID-19 tests that are radically affordable compared to the tests currently available in the market. Climate change is continuing unabated despite the economic slowdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's what the UN has informed. While daily global carbon dioxide emissions have seen a 17% drop at the height of the lockdown in April, they were again nearing pre-pandemic levels by early June, according to a climate report by multiple UN agencies. The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted lives worldwide. At the same time, the heating of our planet and climate disruption has continued apace, UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres has said in a foreword. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock has now refused to rule out a second lockdown despite assurances by the Prime Minister. It comes as social gatherings of more than 6 people are to be banned both indoors and outdoors. Moving on, disruptions to health services due to the pandemic are putting millions of additional lives at risk worldwide. That's what the United Nations has said today. Warning, COVID-19 threatens to undo decades of hard work, fought progress in reducing the deaths of children under the age of 5. UN is calling on countries to ensure vital health services for children and women who do not falter amid the global crisis. With that, it's a wrap in this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in. But before I wrap up, let me tell you, have you ever wondered how highly successful people start their day, their morning routine? Well, find out tomorrow as we bring to you a fresh serving of our new series, Morning Stars, with a side of surprise and delight. And before I wrap up, you can now be a smart investor with Money Control Pro. Do not miss out on this last chance to get the sharpest opinions, expert analysis, actionable insights, and much more only at 1 rupee per day. You can claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees with the code FREEDOM365. Visit the website or the app to learn more.